greetings this morning. Well, we got the soundboard fixed right now, so that's good. Good morning and blessings to each and every one of you. We begin our worship this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, "The Lord My God Be Praised."
Take two. Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, August 18th, 2024 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church here in Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production this morning's broadcast are Ken Richard, Steve Sauer, and Robert Clem. Our organist this morning is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 794, "The Lord My God Be Praised," hymn 794, found in the Lutheran service book. Donna McLaughlin is sponsoring the flowers on the altar today to the glory of God in remembrance of Scott McLaughlin's birthday on August 15th. And Reverend Charles and Nancy Olander are sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in memory of the 65 million aborted babies in the United States and the hundreds of millions around the world.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered together to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and prayers, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the fellowship of this altar, let us consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God,
have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good?
Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit.
Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry.
The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth.
When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord is near.
He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken.
Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us to know your Son, Jesus, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the reading. The Old Testament reading for this, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost, from the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and whoever reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A catechetical review. In regards to the Ten Commandments, what is the seventh commandment?
You shall not steal.
What does this mean?
We should fear and love God, so that we do not take our neighbor's money or possessions, or give them in any dishonest way, but help him to improve and protect his possessions and income.
The epistle reading from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 6th verse. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things they do that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he will also live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted to him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our Christian faith to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God,
begotten of his Father before all worlds,
God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 712, "Seek Where You May Find to Find a Way," hymn 712 in the Lutheran Service Book. Thank you.
The sermon text from today's gospel reading. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, with all this talk over the last 2-3 weeks about eating Jesus' flesh and drinking Jesus' blood, one can certainly bring into mind the sacrament of the altar. However, here Jesus isn't speaking about Holy Communion. He's speaking about having faith in him as the Messiah. And looking at the context of the words, we can see that he's speaking to many of the folks who were at the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. They had hustled around the lake. They found Jesus. They wanted him more from Jesus, and they wanted to hear more of what he had to say. But also, they were looking for him to meet their earthly and physical needs, because this miracle of feeding the 5,000 attracted the people, and they wanted to make him king. Sadly, they're seeking earthly bread from Jesus, and the way we'd put it in our language today is they're seeking entitlement programs. That's what they want. They want Jesus to give them everything. And Jesus, knowing what's in their minds, he takes that and uses it and declares himself to be the bread of life who came down from heaven and the one who gives life to the world. Jesus is the life giver. And God the Father wants all people to have faith in Jesus. So faith in Jesus here is pictured as eating and drinking. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus is the life of the world, and through his suffering and dying, he will wipe out the guilt of all mankind. His life for the life of the world. And as Christians, we are the children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And because we are the children of God through faith, we are the objects of the love of God. So when a relationship like this exists, the children, that is us, both consciously and unconsciously want to be like the Father. God the Father in heaven. God has shown his love to us, and we want to reflect that love to the people who are around us. But here's where we run into the trouble, and here's where we run into problems. We are beset by original sin. Our nature is corrupted, and our will is in rebellion against the Creator. It seems that all sin can be boiled down to I. The I, me, myself, self-centered, self-absorbed, unable to do anything from a pure motive. The thing is, the older, and I was writing this down, I thought, well, it's inescapable. I can't escape the I. The older I get, the more I begin to realize and be able to see these things, that people haven't changed much. Sibling rivalry caused problems between Cain and Abel. And now it doesn't take much to look around us and see sibling rivalry in action inside of our own families. Each of us must struggle with the sin that lurks inside of us, constantly seeking to gain a mastery over us. The insistent I and the menacing me come up hard against the law of God. And when that conflict comes upon us, we often find that it is we who want to sit in the place of God. Then we want to look at God and say, that throne is for me. It's the temptation that Satan set before our first parents. In the day of it, you eat of it, you will become like God. You will be as God. That is the temptation that all of us are tempted with. And what do we wrestle with? What are the type of things we wrestle with? Well, it's St. Paul in our epistle reading who points these things out. He said, you know, you used to be like this, and pagans and unbelievers are like this, so don't be like this. But what we wrestle with is foolish talk, coarse joking, filthiness, fornication, greed, and coveting. Coveting which sets our hearts on the things not are on the things that are above, but on stuff, earthly stuff that gets hoarded up, and rather than being used in service to our neighbor. And none of this, and Paul's very clear, none of this befits the child of God. much less an entire Christian congregation. And he says, so in no way be associated with them. And look, you have to examine your own life rigorously and scrupulously. You know, we can come up with 50, 60, 70 examples, or two or four or three or whatever it is. But you need to examine your own life rigorously and scrupulously to see where you fit in this. And each different age category is going to fit into it differently. A 7-year-old is going to look different than a 70-year-old. They're going to have different sins, but they're still sins. And each phase of life comes with its own particular sins. And we must examine ourselves in the light of God's Word. We should guard and protect our reputation in such a way that all gossip and slander and evil talk among us will die for lack of nourishment. In fact, the Christian congregation should be so pure in these things that not even a speck of such behavior should rear its ugly head. And on top of that, we ought to be filled with humbleness and the giving of thanks to God, so much so that we don't have any time left over for impure pastimes. Ouch. And the thing is, when we examine ourselves, right, when we look at ourselves this ruthlessly and scrupulously, and we examine ourselves in the light of God's Word, we see and hear, we find what our confession states, we find nothing in us but sin and death from which we cannot set ourselves free. That's hard. That's rough. Right? I mean, if we hear that and we think about that, we cannot set ourselves free. We come face to face with our deserving nothing but punishment. Then what? Then where can we go? Well, it's Jesus of Nazareth who tells us the direction we are to take. He points at himself and he tells us that he is the answer. When we come face to face with the mirror of the law, we repent and we feast on Jesus. And feasting on Jesus means what? It means to have faith in Jesus as your King and your Savior. It means to have faith in Jesus as the one who has paid for your sins and who distributes to you eternal life. Jesus is the bread of life whom we must eat of. That is, whom we must believe in and trust in. And this believing in Christ means that believing in him as the one who was affixed to the cross and the one who paid the ransom for all of humanity. The truth is, Christ's sacrificial death on the cross is the object of our saving faith. He is the feast. He is the bread of life which has come down from heaven, his flesh for the life of the world. Whoever eats his flesh and drinks his blood has eternal life. Now, he's not speaking here in this spot of the Lord's Supper, but he's telling us in the most emphatic way that he is the incarnate Son of God who came down from heaven and reconciled the world to the Father through his sacrificial death. Jesus insists that whoever would have life must have it from him who gives his life into death. This is what Jesus' flesh and blood, born of the Virgin Mary, was given to us for. He was born to die for us. He was born to give his life as a ransom for many, that we may in faith eat of him and feast on him. Yet Jesus did, and it's no denying, give us the sacrament of the altar for an important reason also. And what does the sacrament of the altar do for us? Our eating and drinking of the sacrament of the altar is given to us so that it can strengthen the spiritual eating and drinking. The sacrament of the altar, in addition to forgiving our sins, strengthens our faith in Christ and as our personal Redeemer. Communion strengthens your faith so that Christ's body was given and his blood was shed for you, so that you trust that completely. So the oral eating and drinking of Christ's body and blood is given to strengthen the spiritual eating and drinking of Christ's body and blood. As we ask in the Small Catechism, how can such eating and drinking do such great things? And it's not the eating and drinking that does them, but it is the words written here, given and shed for you, along with the eating and drinking, that are the main things in the sacrament. The one who believes in these words, that is, eats Christ spiritually, has exactly what they say, and that is the forgiveness of sins. So when faced with our sins, what do we do? Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have come to know and believe that you are the Holy One of God. When faced with our sin, what do? We turn to Christ. We rely on the gifts of God. We rely on Jesus, who is our substitute. And in faith, we feast on Jesus. And we receive the strengthening of that faith through the sacrament of the altar, which is God's great gift to us. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds, the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for our prayers. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Grant us always, O God, to work for the food that endures to eternal life. Bless the ministry of this congregation in our community, that many may embrace Jesus as the Christ and believe that he is the true bread of God who has come down from heaven. Grant that we would never hunger or thirst for anything but Christ and his righteousness. Lord, in your mercy,
our prayer.
O Lord, our God, we pray for your blessing upon all homes and schools, especially the schools, universities, and seminaries of our church. Bless all places where your people gather to teach and to learn your word, and help us to remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bestow your power of healing, O Lord, upon the sick. We thank you that Reese and Ron Boley are continuing their journey to health and strength. We thank you for answering the Boley and the Gunterman family's prayers with a yes. We now, as dear children, ask you, our dear Father, for more bodily strength and a return home for their family, that in accordance with your will they may give thanks to your name. Give your spirit of hope to all those in our midst who are experiencing the illnesses of this mortal body, hearing the prayers of those who cry out to you for relief. We pray that Linda Aper would have successful hip surgery later this week, and that she would find the needed respite from her pain as we commend her healing into your hands. Our prayers rise to you this morning for the neighbor and friend of Tracy and Stacy McConnell, Jim Drew, because he is in the ICU with complications from surgery. Lord, we pray you to shed your almighty power over him, strengthen Jim's body, and bring him back to full health. We ask also that you intercede for the depressed, the lonely, and those who suffer problems that are known only to you. Strengthen their faith and assure them of your presence in all circumstances. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, hear us as we pray for Don Hellman and his family, as Don has passed from this life to the next life. Thank you, O Lord, that Don has placed his trust and confidence in you for eternal life, and that he had the peace that passes all understanding. We now ask you to comfort Don's family at this time and remind them of the glory of heaven and life eternal, that they may place their grief and concerns into your almighty hand, knowing that you care for them. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
Holy Father, your Son assures us that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink, and that those who feed on him will live forever because of him. By your Spirit, prepare our hearts to welcome him as he comes to us in the Holy Supper, that we may rejoice in his promises and depart in his peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street here in Lincoln, Illinois, where you just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver his message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from ages 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now. Amen.
Please rise as we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father,
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. the true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
Amen. The closing hymn today is hymn number 526, You Are the Way Through You Alone, hymn 526 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Please be seated. As you probably already noticed from your Zion's Light, today's ice cream social, 4:30 to 6 this afternoon. There's also, in coordination with that, a congregation garage sale going on. Some of the things, many of the things that were in the white garage in the back and some of the other things are out for your perusal, I believe, from 9 to 5 today, and then a little bit next weekend also. So please check that out. Check out make sure you come to the ice cream social this evening. As was in the prayers, Don Hellman passed away early Saturday morning. As far as I know at this point, his services are this coming Saturday, 9 to 11 visitation here at the church, 11 o'clock funeral here at the church. May the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and evermore. Amen.